that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it.
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 Light that shit up and just talk about it. Hey yo, I grew up where the writer been. Yeah, that's where the sire been. Crazy when it's hot in the hood, but ain't no fire.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Smoking Words Podcast. It's your boy, RB King, aka Mr. Spliffendor, aka Tony Spark in the building. You know I gotta get two of them things. You know we are powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to Classic Films. Shouts to Trapperazzi. Shouts to Cream VP. Shouts to Punchline Punch in the building. And today, we sipping on that Queen's Water. That Queen's Water. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And I got two great guests on my couch. You know what I mean? Some lyricists out here. You know what I mean? Yo, state your name, gangster. Tell them what you about. What's up? Introduce yourself.
Feel me, my name Cloud9.
Feel me.
My name Cloud9, you feel me? I'm from Brooklyn, obviously. Who else from Brooklyn from out here?
Yeah, Brooklyn!
Yeah. Yeah. I just gotta make sure. But yeah, I rap. I do a lot of other things. We ain't gonna talk about it, for me.
But
my man's.
Yo, I go by KJ from Brooklyn, originally from Honduras.
Yeah. Oh, Honduras?
Yeah, a little foreign in there.
I feel
a little
you.
Foreign in there. You know that. I heard you. rap, sing, take photos. I do it all.
That's we here. Up. That's what's up. We here. And, you know what I mean? I poured some of y'all the Queen's Water. Y'all
yes,
can take a sip, see how it's hitting. You already put some in your cup.
Yeah, you know. Pre-game, man. Pre-game.
How that sit?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
It's hitting different.
Mm-hmm.
That's that juice.
But, you know what I mean? We here. Now, Before we light these blunts, we got this thing called the lighter box, all right? The lighter box is your friend two times during this episode. When you take something out and we put that shit back in. Your lighter will sit with you for the duration of the episode. You can't look, so it's anonymous. Everybody gets something different every time. So, Cloud, you go first. Yeah, let's get it. What's that?
I don't even know. I ain't gonna lie. It's like a scale. Like, it like mirrors. Show me what's
mm-hmm. The grandma mirrors. What you got?
Now, this is like a floral, like a white little floral thing right there. I don't know.
Oh, all right. A lot of feathers. I see you. Peacock. Gotta let me fly. Rue the dead. That's what I got with the bones, and I'm glad it's green.
Word.
All right, so we're going to spark up. What y'all got? What y'all sparking right now?
Shit. Yeah, I just cut my shit off of him.
Let me show you.
Nah, I have something rolled. Don't trap him right there. I have something rolled.
Only rolling the best, you feel me? Big Zaba. Y'all know what's going on.
Oh.
What's
going Big on. Zaba. I heard a za. I heard no
Zaba.
Zaba. I'm Ambrosia. The shit is called Ambrosia.
Exactly. Different. Think of what?
It's a what's that real quick? Hey, what's that?
It's goddamn.
Smell all right.
Goddamn. Goddamn. That's some Zaba right there.
Some Zaba.
Okay. Step your Zaba up. Step your Zaba up. What you smoking on, KJ?
I got a little orange haze in this shit right here.
Orange haze? You got haze?
Yeah.
I ain't smoked haze in forever. Where the fuck you get that from?
Upstate. I be upstate and
upstate.
Shit.
Upstate. So. All right. I'm coming to visit.
Hey, they got some shit up there. I'm not even going
to. You already know I keep it classy. Some lemon pepper. You know what I mean? Shouts to my mom. She makes some fire lemon pepper wings, man. Them shits be slamming. Anywho, we gonna spark up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for this.
So what kind of strains y'all been coming across, like, besides, like, what you got today?
I say...
Like, what's some wild shit you been coming across?
Shit.
As far as, like, sativa, indica, or you talking about just the strain?
Anything.
Let me see.
You know, I don't give a fuck. I'm looking for the shit that's gonna get you smacked.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Let me think. Yo, shout out to Certs Jokes and Jokes Up. That's a fact.
Jokes yeah. Up.
Jokes Up, Certs. I've been smoking that, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Zaba. Both of them. Shout out both of y'all, son. No cap.
What's a strain that really, like, you know what I mean, bust your mouth up recently?
Let me think. I had some shit called Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Next time you get that shit, you're going to have to hit me up because I ain't never smoked no Mighty Morphin. I said Mighty Morphin. You know that shit got to be crazy. They ain't even fucking finished the name. Listen, this shit just Mighty Morphin.
What's the rest of the name? If you finishing the name, what's the rest of the name?
Just like, it's going to be Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Oh, I'm not going to even call it Mighty Morphin. It's just going to be, nigga, I got that Power Ranger.
I got that Power Ranger.
You know what I mean? I got that Green Ranger. Yeah, I mean. KJ, what you got? What you been coming across?
I ain't been coming across.
You've been coming across like haze and shit, so yeah, I know you. I mean,
they like, do what? Like the regular, like the Blue Dream shit upstate. They do the, you know, Girl Scout cookies and all that. I like a weed with a taste, you know? I like
that's
to smoke some regular shit, so some shit like that. Nothing crazy.
Never no regular shit.
Yeah.
And that's honestly funny because we gotta go into the Reggie News. Now, please tell me, you have not come across, nor have you been smoking any Reggie recently?
Nah.
All right.
Not recently.
I didn't even know they still make it.
It's still out here.
It's still out there, man.
It's still out here, and these motherfuckers is smoking it to the face.
It's at $5 pounds and shit.
To the $5 pounds, Reggie. Not $5 pounds. That's dirt.
A shake.
That's little dirt. If a pound is $5, then that's some shit I wouldn't even give to my old heads on the block.
Like, I hear
that. Pound for $5. No, it's not going down. Yeah. All right. So the Reggie News today. Damn. I hate it had to be them. I hate it had to be him. And it's his wife. The case is open, y'all.
Ooh.
The case is fucking open. T.I. and Tiny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Under investigation in Los Angeles for sexual assault and drugging. God.
I knew
they out here Bonnie and Clyding on the pussy. Come on, man. Not sexual assault and drugging.
What the hell really happened?
I got both Pill Cosby and...
Nah, that's ridiculous. I was hearing about
two women recently filed reports in California and Nevada claiming they were drugged and sexually assaulted by the famous couple, according to their lawyer. Police in Los Angeles have opened an investigation into T.I. and Tiny over claims of assault and drugging. We can confirm the woman whose identity is being kept anonymous, of course, met with detectives virtually in April, claiming the assault took place in 2005. A spokesperson from the LAPD confirmed that the investigation is indeed active. And a second woman, Rachel Jinks, or Rochelle Jinks, filed a police report with similar allegations in Las Vegas earlier this month. Thoughts?
That shit is crazy. But, I mean,
You see, it's like it ain't no more allegations now. Now it's a whole case open.
It's a whole investigation open.
Yes, that's what that report is about.
Oh shit! How they going down?
Listen, man, I didn't heard story. It ain't even got to be just a whole like T.I. and Tiny thing. I done heard bad stories about just frivolous shit going on in the music industry and how like. You know what I mean? People just be weirdos on like under the fucking surface. And it's really crazy that some of these weirdos are fucking people we used to bump and listen to and look up to when we was like, you know what I mean, coming up. You know what I mean? Money hoes causing clothes. Yo, nigga, what? Rubber Band Man.
Uh-huh. It's tough to hear. I was a big T.I. fan. I mean, I still am, to be honest. But you know, Dead and Gone was a big record.
Dead and Gone was a big record. So.
I mean, that listen, he been doing it nonstop since he came out. You know what I mean? Few hits, few misses, but for the most part, he done stayed consistent. But it's like when you I don't know, when you and your wife is just out here wilding. It's like y'all drugging. Listen, it's just an investigation. Nobody's convicted yet, but somebody spoke up from 2005, and then somebody said some shit about it going down earlier this month. Like, apparently, this has been like this is an activity for you. For y'all.
Allegedly.
If you find out that it's true, you still gonna bump to y'all?
Nah.
Cause that's it's a little tough. Wild. It is tough. It is tough. You quiet over here, Cloud. Come on.
Nah, it's crazy. Nah, I'm just thinking about it from a lot of ways, you feel me? Mm-hmm. A lot of different ways. Nah, because I ain't gonna cap. Cause I be paying attention to shit like for example comments, like there's a lot of people out there, and I ain't gonna lie, you feel me? It's like I said, it's an investigation, so I ain't taking no side or whoever. But there's mad niggas out there saying like, yo, they from Atlanta, that shit normal, and it just makes me look like damn, like it just makes me think like they people. There's mad people saying like, yeah,
for
swingers,
from Atlanta, you know, I've been out there like
it's something called swingers. You feel me? Like, and they, you know, married
listen,
couples do that.
That shit is cool. Be a swinger.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's what people was trying to call it, and I was just like, but they drugging people.
That's crazy.
Like,
they not trying to be swingers. They trying to fucking. I don't know what they trying to do. They swinging pills.
Like,
take some of this Molly, you're gonna fall asleep, but
that shit's crazy.
You gonna be lit. Nah. I mean, I would hope that it's not true, but like when you have evidence enough to open an investigation, then it's just like Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And of course they've been denying it since, you know, since January. They, you know. T.I., I done seen bare lives with T.I., one of them in particular, where he was just like, he can't really fuck with certain people and just allow people to like try to tarnish his name and shit like that. And I'm just like, yeah, T.I., but like on the other side, I'm just like, is this nigga lying?
That's the thing.
That's what it always is. Just gonna hop on the live and just lie. Don't lie to me. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
so
it is.
I'm really flabbergasted at this entire ordeal. But at the same time, I tell people all the time, like, these celebrities ain't. They're not special just because they have money and fame.
Bro, they regular people.
They're regular motherfuckers.
Regular
with money
people.
And fame. Okay? So. Just like regular motherfuckers without money and fame.
They got some shit.
Everybody's fucking human. Not saying that justifies what they're being accused of. I'm just saying people make mistakes. People aren't perfect. And you shouldn't put shit past a celebrity just because they're a fucking celebrity.
That's a fact.
Just like there are fucking psychos who are regular people, there are fucking psychos who are celebrities.
Most of the celebrities are psycho anyway. Shit, they're all crazy. Shit.
Some people will argue that's why they're celebrities.
That's true.
They're fucking crazy. But, you know, I will always appreciate and love T.I. for the influence that he brought on me as a rapper, but, like, I can't separate the artist from the person in this case, if it's true. I'm going to just say that. So, yeah.
It's tough, man. It's a tough situation. Blessings to all the people who got, you know, hurt, allegedly, or whatever happened. And hope it just, you know, everybody can learn from the situation.
I need the truth.
I mean, I ain't going to care. I wasn't even a big fan of T.I. anyways. He had hits. He had hits. Of course, I'm going to listen to him if they hot. Of course, song nice. Listen to it.
Nah, T.I.
I mess with his movies more so. I ain't gonna lie. His music, it was never like, yo, T.I. Nah.
A lot of our favorite artists.
He got hits. Like, of course, he got hits. He got
a lot of our favorite artists came from T.I., though. That's the thing. Like, his influence in itself was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's a fact. We also gotta say T-Pain, too, because all these niggas do. Gotta hear everybody how they sound now.
That shit, that's true.
Auto-tune is the takeover right now. That's the whole sound for Atlanta.
It's a fact.
Mm-hmm. We need to bring bars back. Next.
Oh. No. What you mean by that?
We need to bring bars back. Like, real bars.
Cole got bars. What's up? J. Cole got bars.
J. Cole got bars.
Yes, sir. I feel like it's here,
that's
but I just feel
I'm
like...
talking about.
Yes, sir.
And I'm patiently waiting on... I'm patiently waiting. I'm waiting for you to drop something. Just a snippet. I don't care.
There's a lot of pressure on K-Dot's shoulder.
There ain't no pressure on K-Dot's shoulder. There ain't never no pressure on K-Dot's shoulder.
It's a lot of pressure, man.
That nigga shaking it off.
Really? Like, I don't even think so.
Nah.
He getting his fucking Cortezes and Chucks ready.
He better,
dusting
man.
Them.
He better.
Not even heavy dust. It's a light dust.
Reason is carrying TDE right now. I'm not even going to cap.
Uh-huh. You say carrying?
Carrying.
I would say it's his time to shine. Okay. TDE, first of all, Kendrick carries TDE.
All right.
And fucking J-Rock and Schoolboy are very close seconds.
Yeah.
That's why I be like, nobody's really carrying TDE. Everybody just get their moment to shine, and that's how they move.
Definitely.
Dumb. Hard body, okay? And you know what I mean? It's Reason turn. And I got a freestyle to the Pop Shit instrumental.
Word?
On his album.
Nah, that beat was hard.
Tough.
That beat was hard.
Featuring Schoolboy. Yeah. But I digress. You know, as a favor to hip hop, I just want this to get settled. And if they are found guilty, they should face justice, rightfully so. So that's that. Loud news. It's not good loud news, guys.
Damn.
A court decision leaves Mississippi medical marijuana, other ballot initiatives in limbo. A ruling last week by the Mississippi Supreme Court has left law experts and state leaders in a state of confusion over the future of medical marijuana, which was overwhelmingly supported by voters in a ballot initiative in November. The judge's decision could also have a major legal impact on 20 years of state initiatives, according to a legal expert. On Friday, the Supreme Court ruled a 6-3 in favor of Madison Mayor Mary Hawkins Butler, who sued the state over the November 2020 ballot initiative 65, which establishes a legal medical marijuana program. The measure passed through 74% of the overall vote, and medical marijuana dispensaries were slated to open this year. The court justices, however, said the ballot measure was unconstitutional due to a loophole that they said was beyond their control. Bullshit.
Oh, man.
Y'all don't want them to live. That's fucked up.
You know, we always said that.
That's fucked up.
That this country is a country of loopholes. And hey.
6-3? 74% of overall vote?
Bro.
That's unanimous,
everybody,
my nigga.
Everybody.
That's clearly unanimous. Nope. Overruled.
Like, nah.
That's crazy.
Oh. The ballot measure is unconstitutional due to a loophole that is out of our control. We don't know. And they're not giving any statements on what the possible potential future could be for Mississippi. They just legalized it in Alabama.
Shit. If more politicians smoked, they would have fucking...
Yo, I don't know what the fuck be going on.
They would have passed that shit a long time.
Like, I'm not really into politics at all, but, like, I know bullshit when I smell it. And that sounds like some bullshit to me. So, like, could you imagine? Could you imagine? And niggas was just like, yo, April 1st is lit in New York. Da-da-da-da-da. Fucking Governor Cuomo come out and like, we found an discrepancy in the law and medical marijuana nor recreational marijuana will be allowed to be permitted until further notice.
What?
Never.
It's going to be protests or like.
Do you know how quick niggas will take the streets?
Right.
And smoke that shit up during a protest.
Spliff in hand.
Spliff in hand.
It's gonna be a concert.
Smokers, they gonna call it a Thousand Smokers March.
We outside.
We outside. That's the tagline. Thousand Smokers March. We outside. Don't try that shit. That's crazy. My prayers go out. My ganja prayer goes out to Mississippi. I hope things turn around and I hope this gets resolved because that makes you question your whole fucking legal justice system. Like, if things are voted unanimous upon, they can just reverse that shit. That's why everybody was like really on their seat about this fucking election.
Facts. And I mean, but
they really think Trump was going to pull a fast one. I'm just like, nah. But at the same time, I'm just like,
let's see what happens.
This nation is fucked up. But you know what I mean? It's nobody should have to go through that in any facet. Down to a motherfucker voting like class president. If y'all motherfuckers, then it's a 10-5 vote that little Jimmy should be class president. The fucking teacher in the class shouldn't be able to say, nah, I don't like Jimmy, so he's not going to be class president. The motherfucker won! I'm sorry, I'm having flashbacks. Anyway. Yeah, that's strange. But,
You think people in Mississippi smoke weed?
I think people everywhere smoke weed. I could go to any state and...
What type of weed they smoking in Mississippi?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know, but I know people got weed everywhere. I didn't say it was good. But who knows? Shit, Mississippi might be slept on. Yeah. You might have the fire out there.
The facts. On the low. So you never know.
Niggas don't know about no zi. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah. I just think that whole situation is strange.
It's crazy.
A main situation is strange is what we need to talk about as far as our weed kit. How often do you find yourself smoking with people you don't know?
Oof. All the time.
All the time. Ooh, okay.
For me, not that often, for real.
All right.
I don't really do that.
Is there a purpose behind that?
Nah, I just, you know, I don't, if I'm with my peoples and I'm smoking with my peoples, I don't really know you like that, dang. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, like, you, if, like, your purpose behind that would be, like, I don't fuck with you like that. So
basically, yeah.
I'll be outside, man.
I'll be outside, you know what I mean? So spread love, you know what I mean? I feel you.
You can't be around mad people and you just, I'm face this. How you look? They gonna look at you.
You look like somebody who your weed belonged to.
I'm gonna be like, yo, don't invite that nigga over here no more. He not passing the blunt. When nah,
if, if it's a scythe, a big scythe.
If it's mad niggas, you just gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna face this. I can understand if you pass one and you face one, but like,
if you the only one who rolls up.
Because it'd be mad niggas who ain't got no weed.
And yeah, that's like, what I'm
but,
saying.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. All the big, everybody having blunts. I ain't gonna lie. I've never been like that.
No. I'm telling you in like, you know, different circles, different areas where it's just like the majority of the crew ain't got butt. Not everybody is running with everybody who got the back. There's not a reality out here. So in a sense where I'm at, you know, a random occurrence, and not only do I have the most, which is a lot of the time, I don't know. I don't mind. But the only? I'm either going to excuse myself or if I just got to the function, I'm smoking that by myself. And I ain't seen not nobody else roll up. You out your mind. I done been to mad places where niggas is just rolling up. Here, you pass this? I'm like, yes, this is beautiful. I'm going to roll up right now. You going to get some of all of the flavors I got.
Because
I'm
an ice cream man.
You know what I mean? But like, for some of y'all out here just, you know what I mean, just taking an L and not, you know, doing your due diligence. No bueno.
It's not it.
But I say all that to say, do you ever consider, like, who you smoking around? Maybe you shouldn't smoke with them. Maybe it's not a good time, or maybe it's just like, I don't know. Not saying the vibe could necessarily already be off, but like, I don't know. Just being aware of certain things.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, for example, I don't smoke with niggas who pop pills. Can't trust them. I can't trust them. Like,
can't trust the pill popper.
I
mean,
but like, most of the people I be around, I feel like it's always of somebody I know. They like somebody I know. They know them. Mm-hmm. Or like, because that's why I say, like, if I fall in, it's usually like around people that know people, you feel me? It's not like it's just a random ass person, but like, yeah.
So I could kind of call this a part two segue to our Weed Kit that we did last season, which was Don't Invite Yourself. And that's called Know Your Crowd. Please know it. Last thing you want to do is be caught up out here smoking some shit you ain't got no business smoking. Yes, it still happens. And because shouts out to the Trippy Soul last episode where I did shrooms and I started tripping in the middle of the episode.
Oh shit.
Some people be putting shrooms in their blunts. Some people be putting Molly in their blunts. I haven't come across Molly in a very long time. I'm a little indifferent about that, but I'm gonna leave that there. Yeah. Some people be putting coke in their blunts. Listen, I got some friends who do coke. Listen, it's a different lifestyle. Shouts to y'all, but you know, it's just not for me. Nah, so
wait, I don't mean to cut you off. I ain't gonna lie. You can't do coke around me. Because if it's on the table, I'm pushing it off. And we just gonna have to fight. Something gonna have to happen because it's not.
If the coke is on the table, huh?
Like, you can't have it around
what
me.
What is this?
You can't do coke around me. I'm gonna just be like, nah, none of that. Not around me. It's getting wiped right off the table. Okay. Gonna have to shoot it after. It's gonna be whatever. But that coke.
That coke gotta go.
gotta go.
That coke gotta go. One of the main reasons why I made this a weed kit is because of some situation similar to that. I don't want to put the Caucasian people out there, but I have to. I was smoking with my white friends. I thought everything was cool at first.
At first?
They just start whipping out the cocaine.
And niggas start asking me, do I want bumps?
Yo.
It was being nice, bro.
I mean, respectfully, I done seen coke before, so it's like, I'm not thinking like it's a big, you know, deal. But like, you know what I mean? It's as simple as like, oh, no, thank you. You know what I mean? More for you. but I was a little bit shocked that they didn't already think I wasn't into that shit. You know what I mean? I've never brought up any white girl to them ever. And this is how we get into that. So, long story short, we don't really talk anymore. Nah, we talk. I just don't smoke with them no more. That's I don't hang out because they're into other shit. I know that crowd. That crowd is not my crowd. We're still friends. There's no hard feelings. Just know your fucking crowd. Some people you can't smoke with. Some people you can't just smoke with because them motherfuckers get too high. And then when they get too high, shit start going left. Know your crowd. Don't smoke with that drink no more.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Know your crowd. Just because niggas got weed doesn't make them your friends. They just have weed. They just have weed. Everybody has weed. You can wait and meet up with some people that you know. Seriously. Ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Know your crowd. Don't get too smacked in an area where you know no one. No one? No one.
It's be falling out.
You don't know nobody. Yo, one of the craziest things is when I was at a party and I seen somebody get too faded and I'm just like, yo, who friend is this? And everybody like, we don't know.
How he get here?
She was the last person.
Oh, she was
the last person there.
She took a nap.
Where we at?
We was in Queens. Shorty, all right. We was in Queens. My shorty is, I got a video of this shit on my Punchline Punch page. Shorty is hunched over, just slumped. Everybody else done left the party. My mans is a funny nigga. He over there dancing to fucking reggae music. And I'm just like, I just shoot the video and I'm just like, yep, there's two type of people. One who mad lit and another one who dead. But like, seriously, nobody else there at that party knew who that was.
They definitely left her there.
So fuck knowing your crowd. You just threw yourselves to the wolves that night. And I could be wrong. She could have knew somebody who maybe stepped off somewhere, was taking a smoke outside and came back and seen that their friend was dead. I don't know. I just know that... you can't be leaving your friends like that. You can't be leaving your friends like that. That's another part of this. Like, know your crowd. Don't leave your friends around a whole gang of random ass strangers. Y'all don't know nobody there. Crazy. Real crazy. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to, like, maybe kind of pull back and be like, yeah, maybe this might be the first and last time we smoke together?
Hell yeah.
For me, it's cigarettes. If I see them pull out a cigarette, I'm just maybe we shouldn't ever smoke again, you know?
I mean, it's not like nicotine is contagious.
Nah, it's not.
I mean, but it's like, all right, so if somebody just smokes cigarettes, period, it's just like you're not siphoning with them.
Yeah. It's the smell. I just don't like to, you know.
Well, if they go, like, smoke outside, like, I know y'all don't be smoking. Like, because I got friends who do that. They don't smoke, they smoke cigarettes. They don't smoke in the vicinity of the people smoking weed. They go maybe take a smoke outside or in the hallway or some shit. Still no?
Nah. Right. Yeah, it's not.
It's a hard no. You smoking them cigs?
It's not it.
You're not hitting this.
Nah.
Before I say this, feel me, everybody on the budget, so not saying nothing with nobody budget, nothing like that, but like people who pull up with their $25 apes.
Ooh, talk about it.
While I'm rolling.
Talk about it.
$65 to $85 apes. They want me to match they shit. Like, how I'm gonna match? How you gonna match me?
He brought weed. He brought weed. He did his job.
Nah.
It ain't no greens.
It's damn near greens. If it's plat, it's greens.
Nah, don't do that to platinum. How dare you? Platinum is still good.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm wildin'. I don't ever shit on platinum. Platinum. Niggas call it platinum green.
I might as well.
You see this Zy culture? Wildin'. That Zy got y'all bugging. And I love it too, but I ain't gonna call it platinum greens. It might not be some shit I smoke every day, but I like me a nice good L of platinum sometimes. That's crazy. That's gonna be the new old head drug. I'm gonna be the old head smoking platinum and roaring Fronto.
See, if you said
that might be it.
I can't fuck with all this shit with them new names. All these just platinum right here. Goddamn. Motherfuckers smoking that gummy and that. What is she called? Zaba? The fucking Zaba.
Zaba.
All I need is the platter. Nah, I fuck with all the strains, but like, come on, man.
I roll some sour, you feel me? But
that sour ain't even the same.
What?
That sour ain't hitting like it was hitting in 09, 2010, 2011.
You gotta get your sour from Harlem and shit, you feel me? You gonna get
that's
your
where
sour.
It was coming from.
You see, that's where you
Harlem, get. Wash Heights, and the Bronx. Them I'm niggas had you, it bro. On lock those years.
They
sour
got it.
Has
they,
been
they still got it up
some bullshit
they still
now.
Got it. He crazy. They still got the sour up there. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's the only place I go
I'm gonna
for
take
it.
A trip. I'm gonna take a trip. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, you take me on a trip and we, you know what I mean? We gonna talk. Now, have you ever seen somebody else not really know they cry? Like, forget. Take yourself out of it where you're just like, all right, I'm probably not going to do this with them no more. Like, you've seen somebody else kind of really naive. I don't want to fuck this word up. Be naive in a situation where, you know what I mean, they in the safe but not really knowing what's going on type shit.
I ain't gonna lie, mad confusing the question.
All right. Have you seen somebody else not know their crowd like that?
I don't really watch people too hard.
It's not really about watching, but these people make themselves known. You know what I mean? They stand out like a sore thumb. That's why it's easy to kind of make that deduction.
Those people who can't hang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
those
of course.
People who don't
oh, okay,
know
so
their
yeah, you gotta say it's slang, man. Yeah, but yeah, hell yeah.
Shouts to the Punchline Punch Girls. Know Your Limit, episode 4. Season 1.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. I seen that episode. Damn.
Wow.
Nah, yeah, I've definitely seen it a lot of times. I'm usually a person helping that person, too.
Oh. Shit, crazy. So if you the helper, you should be able to be like, you know what I mean? I understand your $25 thing, because I know that's what you got. But you brought something. That really be my thing. Bring something.
That's a fact.
Bring that's something. True. Show me you try.
But that's in the big safe.
That's in a big safe?
You get away with that.
What you mean? You get away with
one
that
on,
in the big
one
safe?
On one? You be looking like, damn.
Oh. Be honest. One on one, a lot of the times, you know what I mean, niggas let shit fly. Like, you know what I mean? Your man's ain't... You'll smoke with your mans if he ain't got no weed.
My mans. But sometimes you have people...
Who you smoking one-on-one with that ain't your mans?
Sometimes you got people that you cool with that you smoke with. You have smoke friends, you feel me? You have different friends for different things, you feel me? So you can have smoke friends that you not... Mad, that's not your mans, but you smoke with him because you knew him for a minute, you feel me? And y'all knew each other. Because I got niggas I knew from the block because I was younger. I smoke with them because I've been new to them. But I ain't going to say my mans OD, but I smoke with them. You feel me?
Hmm.
Like a nigga like that, I'm not ruined. He can't do that. Mm. My mans, he good. But yeah, I think, nigga like that, like, nah.
I think he gotta be your mans, cause like I don't think you're doing some one-on-one shit with some random stranger. Like, yo, pull up, let's go.
He's not a random stranger.
Like,
he's
like, probably associate, you feel me?
Associate?
Yeah, you feel me?
Do associates get one-on-one? Nah, they get safe. Nah. Associates get safe.
Nah, man.
Nah. But at the same time, I am very, you know, I be saying I hate people, but a lot of people be like, I'm a people person. Might as well, you know, just embrace it. I'm very friendly, okay? I have a lot of people I consider my mans. Like, I'll smoke one-on-one with you. I'll smoke one-on-one with you. I smoke one-on-one with everybody in this room because at the end of the day, I'm fruitful like that. But I'll take that $25
eighth. I ain't gonna lie to
you. I'll be like, you did your thing today. You did what you were supposed to do.
They went out and tried.
Also,
y'all be holding this Za 222. Like, y'all be putting this shit on the pedestal a little bit too much. Y'all gotta relax. It's just weed. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't got it like that.
Now you can get some
$70, nigga.
You can get some $25 good shit though.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you gotta understand. Go ahead, KJ. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying you can get some good shit for $25.
You can't. I've
been diving and shit.
Now this is this other side that I hop on. No, the fuck you can't.
Uh-huh. Dykeman, I ain't gonna lie, you can.
Talk about it.
Dykeman, well, I don't live there.
I can't, bro. I ain't gonna lie, yo. I don't know who they be getting this
listen,
shit from.
Listen.
For the low.
You can bring your $25 eighth.
Uh-huh.
I just know that it's not holding up to par with the shit that I got.
Cause you the
I know that. But you can still smoke with me because you brought weed. You know what I mean? Granted, you could still smoke with me if you didn't, but that tension to be, you know, broken if you actually contribute. That be the thing. But this shit be $70, nigga. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
I love it, but.
But you ain't got it.
Anybody ain't got it. Anybody ain't got it.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. That's not
anybody even ain't got it. Anybody ain't got it. That's why there are apes out here for 25, 30. 35, 40, 45, 50. There's a whole bunch of fives before we get to 70 or 75, nigga. Like, real facts. From 25 to 70, there's a lot of different prices you can get for some weed. Some good weed, too. Like,
you right.
You know what I mean?
So I had the top shelf weed too.
Don't be shitting on the people then.
You get top shelf, that's why.
You can get top shelf.
You know what I mean?
If there was no more top shelf in the world tomorrow, y'all niggas would lose your minds. And I'd be cool. Smoking my platinum. Fuck that. Ice cream cake is next. And on that note, we're gonna go into the hot box. Y'all know what the hot box is?
I'm not gonna lie, I forgot.
The hot box is a box full of hot topic weed questions.
No facts.
All right. Spicy hot topic weed questions. Shouts to my boy Cream VP for insisting that I put some more spicy ass questions. All right. So.
What's this?
This is the hot box. It's the hot box. It been through the trenches.
I see the blister X. I see the blister X on the side.
Yeah, you already know.
You need that. You always need that.
We always need that. So one of you is going to pick, and the other one of you is going to read.
Bet.
I'm right here. You feel me? You got to close my eyes? Or I got that.
Yeah, close your eyes. It's one of those. Yep. There you go. Read the question out loud for the class.
Ever got so high you couldn't perform?
Yo.
Let me speak.
Y'all ain't gonna lie, like a few years back, I was in college and shit, you feel me? BMCC. I don't know if anybody ever went there. Don't ever go there. You know what I mean? Don't go there. Don't go to BMCC.
BMCC. They said it's trash.
I had psychology class type, you feel me? And I had these edibles like called LOL edibles. Mm. And I had 2 500 mg's. So I was like, yo, fuck it. I took both.
Wait, 2,500 milligrams?
No, 500 milligrams each, you feel me?
I had, 500 milligrams each?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had 2 edibles. I think it was a brownie and a cookie. And I was like, yo, fuck it. I just ate both.
It's over.
Yo. When I got to school, son. And I had a test that day, too. I think it was, like, around the midterm time type shit. And I was like, damn. So I got to the school, and I was praying. I was telling God, like, yo, I won't get high again in my life ever again. And yo, I ain't gonna lie. I was sitting there like, yo. And then I remember my friend walked up to me, and they just looked at me. They just looked at me, and they was like, yo, you good? They just see my eyes mad red. I'm just looking like this, like.
This nigga laughing before you was there?
I'm just like, yo, bro, I just go in the classroom, and I ain't gonna lie, the teacher, he a psychology teacher, so, you know, they could low-key tell, like,
right.
Through, I don't know what they call your eyes stuff, but they feel me. They could tell, like, through your eyes, like, they could tell, like, if you, whatever, intoxicated, you smoking, whatever, da-da-da. So he just looked at me, and he was just like, yo, go home. He just told me to go home. He was like, yo, as soon as I walked in the room, he's like, yeah, go home. Yeah, but you know what he didn't tell me?
What?
I failed that test though.
Oh.
Facts, failed that test. I ain't gonna lie, I was barely passing anyway, so it don't even matter.
All right, so I think you misunderstood the question.
Probably did.
Okay.
You should have stopped me.
This is supposed to be a spicy question, so when I say perform, I mean, perform.
Oh.
Have you ever got so high you couldn't perform?
Nah.
Never?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, nah.
KJ?
Yeah, definitely.
You got it. Word? Tell me that story.
Smack. Well, for me, like, I don't usually smoke before I try to perform.
Okay.
Feel me? Because I feel like I just get too numb, you know? It should just be like, it'd be chilling.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And what? High sex is the best sex.
You gotta wait a little bit, though.
You gotta wait.
Nah. I'll be putting that blood down like.
You don't just be smacked.
All right, tell your story, because I got one. Go ahead.
All right, I was just smoking all day and shit, and. She was like waiting for it, and I was like, ah, see, I don't know if it's gonna work out today. I was like three blunts in and shit. Like, so it was over after that.
Damn.
I was slumped, bro. I was just like,
damn. Shit, 3 blunts in. I know I could go at least 2-3 rounds.
That's me when I'm drinking though. When I'm lit.
Nah, one time I got so drunk I was like, wake up.
See, it's the opposite. It's the
wake
opposite.
Up! Come on.
See.
Really be mad at your shit like nigga. Like, She's ready. Jesus Christ. All right, so
you gotta get your Henny out, bro. You wanna drink Henny?
I do drink Henny.
I see.
That was back when I was drinking light liquor.
Henny light liquor?
No, that was back when I was drinking light liquor.
Oh, God, got me.
College days, a little bit out of college days, fucking taking shots of Devil Springs to the fucking face like a savage. The fuck was I? Like, you ever think back on your life and be like, what the fuck was I doing? Like, Jesus Christ.
Y'all was talking about E&J. On the last episode. I cop a lot of E&J. I'm not even gonna lie.
I seen one of my mans throw up some blue cake off E&J. No, sir. Yeah, and I remember going to, like, you know what I mean, my little hood parties in the basement, you know what I mean, at somebody mama crib who ain't got no couch. And the motherfuckers would just have E&J, and I'm just like, this is all y'all got. And I'd be forced to drink it, and I just feel like I'm drinking, like, all the dark souls that never got to go to heaven. Like, it's just ridiculous. It was so nasty.
Did you have the hypnotic, though, with it?
No.
That's why.
Because that's, listen, ENJ is not for me. Okay? No ENJ for RB. I got mad smack one day. And X is supposed to work. It's supposed to. And I remember being so smacked. And I had a fucking E-pill. And
oh, you had a pill too?
I'm ready to go. But I don't feel nothing. And I'm just like, all right, once, you know, some hands start touching and feeling, then we going to get to the business. I'm smacked. I'm just like, yeah, it's going to go. It's still going to go down. I don't give a fuck. As soon as she touches, it's going, all right. But it ain't going to ain't going to I'm like, yo, what happened?
But, yo.
Sat on the edge of the bed, like. Ugh.
Did you look at her?
No. She was rubbing my back and shit. Okay. That is some bullshit. Like, I'm just like, it's all right. No, stop. That shit be making us feel worse. Like, don't. It's okay, me. It's not okay. Because I was about to break your fucking back. You know what it really be? You know what it really be? We don't want that story to get out. Not even if we don't physically, like, know about it ourselves. Like, we don't want that story to go out. Because y'all got mad group chats. Y'all got mad group chats. Yo.
Waste of time, bitch. You gotta perform. That's really what it's all for. You performing for the group chat, not even for her. You're performing for the group chat, like, yo.
You know what's out there, right?
That's. Yeah, I know. But the thing that saved me is because I performed very well many other times. So she knew that was out of the ordinary, which was great. Now, on the first time, she said, hey, I don't think I would have got a call back. I'm going to be real honest with you. If you got a that's okay, a nigga on the first date, if she that's okay you on the first time, nigga, you better hope your personality was superb. You better had the jokes, because, you know, women love to laugh. You better have had them all, because if you was there for just mediocre conversation and good dick and that shit didn't work and she had that's okay. It's really not. But that's neither here nor there. That's my story. Anywho, let the people know where they can find y'all. I want to thank y'all for coming to sit on my couch. The people know where they can find you and what you got in the chamber. What's going on? What's coming up soon?
For me, you can find me on IG, strictly.kayjay. Mm-hmm. I got two singles in the tuck. I've been waiting to drop those. Got to get the visuals right. Y'all going to see what's up soon.
All right, we got two singles coming out. What's the name of them?
Floating and Nowadays.
Floating and Nowadays. Yeah. Look out for that.
Yes, sir.
My boy KJ.
Yo, Cloud9. you can follow me on IG. Cloud9, 2 underscores. Right, yeah. I got a show next week, Friday, 28th.
How do you spell Cloud9?
Oh, yeah, Cloud9 with a K.
Cloud9 with a K,
not with a C.
Right.
I forgot to tell
you.
I'm bugging.
Cloud9 with a K, 2 underscores. What you got coming?
Next week, I got a show. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I just dropped a song with, like, a fairly big artist a few days ago. You feel me? That's out now. Cloud9, Exam Man, Try Me. Go fuck with that.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Making big moves out
sir,
here.
Sir.
You already know. Yo, thank y'all for coming on the couch once again. It's your boy, RB King, a.k.a. Mr. Spliffendor, a.k.a. Tony Spark. Y'all rocking with the Smoking Words Podcast. Make sure you follow the Smoking Words Podcast everywhere. That's smoke, the letter N, words with a Z at the end. Make sure you hit up smokingwords.com. Make sure you holler at who we powered by. That's Sirens and Rossi. Shouts to Trapper Rossi. Shouts to Classic Films. Shouts to Cream VP. Shouts to Punchline Punch sipping that Queen's water. Yeah, I was... Well, we were babysitting. You finished your... Anywho, make sure you follow Punchline Punch on all social media. Punchline Punch, getting it. And hey, you know, I got the trees, the bud, the drinks, and the bars too, because I spit bars too. So make sure you follow my music and personal page. That's Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B, real easy. Break It Down, B.I.D. is out, streaming everywhere. So is this podcast intro, Smoking Words, streaming everywhere. Go get that. Y'all go get that. I'ma get this, and we gonna get lit. Okay?